Do you feel like you've lost your identity since becoming a mom? I have been on this personal journey to find who I am outside of wife, mom, daughter, friend, all of those labels that I have. And here are 7 simple habits that I'm doing that I'm squeezing into my day that have helped me figure out who I am, what I like to do, just find myself again after becoming a mom. So let's talk about the 7 simple habits that are helping me be a happier mom. Welcome to the Smart Productive Mom Podcast. My name is Lucretia, and I want to help you be more productive and present without stressing about housework. I'm spilling all the tea on how to take that overwhelm out of motherhood. So let's dive into all the juicy goodness. When I made the transition to being a stay-at-home mom, I constantly felt defeated. I never got any sleep. I never had any time for myself. I felt like a zombie that was just walking around like I didn't have any purpose. Like I was just here to keep this baby alive. I felt like I had no identity outside of being a mother. And even though I had went to school to become a nurse, like I wasn't even using my degree anymore. So it kind of felt pointless and like I wasted all of that money on school and went into all of this debt to become a nurse. And in the end, I just ended up staying home, which I love being able to stay home with my kids. And I love being, you know, with my spending all of this time with my family, because I know a lot of people aren't able to do that because they have to go to work. So I'm very grateful that I have been blessed with this opportunity to be able to stay home with my girls. But I felt like my identity was tied into them. Like my identity was just mom. So I wanted to change that. And that's why I started being more intentional about making time for myself with these simple self-care habits that I can fit in throughout the day that aren't time consuming and are just helping me find my way back to me. So the first habit that I have been doing is I have been making sure that I walk 10,000 steps per day. And I'm doing this not only because I want to, you know, get more healthy, like that's important to me, is to be healthy, showing my kids, you know, a healthy lifestyle, but I've also just been enjoying moving my body more. I felt like, I read on Facebook, someone said they felt like a couch mom, like all they did was just sit on the couch, they were on their phone or they were watching Netflix and they didn't really interact with their kids. It was like they were just watching life pass them by from the couch. And I totally felt like that as well. Like I would just sit on the couch with my fuzzy blanket, some snacks, and just watch everyone going on about their life around me. And I didn't want to feel like that anymore. So that is why I've been making it a habit to get at least 10,000 steps per day. And at first I was intimidated by that number, like, oh my gosh, 10,000 steps, like, how am I even going to do that? Because when I was working 12-hour shifts at the hospital, I would get about 13,000 steps in all of those, my whole shift. So I was like, how am I going to get 10,000 steps at home? Like, is that even possible? And it 100% is. Most days I exceed the 10,000 step. And I am doing that by, instead of sitting on the couch, I'm just getting up and just walking around the house. Like, I'm not even doing anything extra, really. Like, sometimes I'll work out, and I've been making a habit to try to work out because it's easier to get my steps in when I like take a walk around the cul-de-sac or if I just do like a little workout on YouTube. But honestly, I've just been getting up more, and whenever I've been sitting down for a while, I will just go ahead and stand up and just start pacing around the house. Not really pacing, but just walking back and forth around the house, getting my steps in. And I also have a little sensor, something set up on my Apple Watch where it tells me if I haven't stood up. So I set a goal in my Apple Watch to stand up at least once an hour. So if it's like, say it's 11:50 and I haven't stood up that much, it'll ding and let me know that, hey, you haven't stood up much this hour. And so I'll go ahead and get up and just start walking around. So that's been very helpful, just setting little things like that to help me get my steps in of 10,000 steps per day. And I've been feeling so much better moving around rather than just sitting around all day. So being more active does definitely make a difference in my mood, and it's helping me feel better. And we're doing more fun things now because instead of just sitting on the couch, I'm like, hey, I really need to get my steps in. Let's go walk around at the mall or something like that. So we've all just been getting out the house more and being more active, and that's been really fun. So that's the first thing I've been doing, is making sure that I get 10,000 steps per day. The second self-care habit is that I make sure that I get dressed. So being a stay-at-home mom, it's so easy to just stay in your night clothes all day. And I have been intentional about making sure that even if it's just like some yoga pants, which I still wear my maternity pants, and my husband, my daughter, she's like almost 13 months. My husband's like, when do you quit wearing the maternity pants? I'm like, they're so comfortable, so probably never. But I've been making sure that even if I just put on like some yoga pants and like a little top, like a flowy top or something, that I'm actually changing out of the clothes that I was sleeping in. So I've been just doing that, getting dressed. And then that also makes it easier to leave later on in the day because I'm already dressed. So I don't, you know, I'm not sitting on the couch at 1 o'clock in my night clothes still. And then I don't want to go anywhere because I'm like, oh, I have to get dressed too. Like if I'm already dressed, then I'm like, hey, let's go do this. Or hey, let's go to the park. Or hey, let's go to the mall, whatever. So getting dressed in the morning, making time for that. Like even if the kids are like running around screaming behind me, like I still make sure that I get dressed in the morning. And then it sets us up for a better day. I'm in a better mood because I feel better about myself because I'm not just sitting around in my night clothes. So it just helps boost my mood when I look better throughout the day. So that's the second thing I do. The third simple habit is that I have been flossing. And who knew that flossing would make you feel better? But yes, I had braces in junior high school. So that's when I had my braces. I had them on for so long. I feel like, it was probably just a typical amount of time, but I feel like I had braces forever. And then after I got my braces off, I got my teeth whitened. And so I've been very particular about my smile. Like I love my smile now, and I've tried to keep my teeth white and have a nice smile. That's been important to me is my dental health. I make sure I go to the dentist regularly and get my teeth cleaned. And after I had my daughter, my first daughter, so she's almost 5, she's about 4 and a half now. And after I had her, I kind of slacked on going to the dentist. I slacked on going to the doctor, like everything just kind of stopped. And, you know, I felt like me taking my dental health seriously again and like really loving my smile again boosts my confidence. And so I've been making a priority to floss my teeth at least once a day. I try to aim for twice a day, but at minimum, I will floss at least once a day. And it's just kind of helping me feel better about my smile again. And eventually I'll figure out, you know, a way that I want to start bleaching my teeth because I feel like they're not as white as I like them to be. But as of now, I'm just taking this little baby step in making sure that I floss at least once a day. So that is helping me boost my confidence as well, is really just focusing on my outward appearance, making sure my smile is white like I like it to be, and just improving my dental health. So that's the third simple habit. The fourth self-care habit that I do is that I have been indulging more. I have been, instead of saying like, no, you can't do this, so here's an example. I like to drink coffee maybe like twice a year. So I don't drink it every day. I have a caffeine sensitivity. And so if I drink coffee at like 7 a.m., I'm still awake at like 3 a.m. Like I just cannot go to sleep. I get very jittery. I have like this major adrenaline rush. Like today I drank coffee, so I might be talking faster than usual, which I already talk pretty fast, but I had coffee today. I've been like up dancing, and it's like 7 o'clock in the morning right now. So I've been up like dancing, and I've been talking to my husband, and I'm like, you want to go do this? How about we go do this later? And he's like, bruh, like chill. Like it's 7. But I'm like, when I drink coffee, I'm like amped. And so that's why I only do it like twice a year, because it's fine right now at 7 a.m. to have all this energy, but at 3 a.m. when I'm ready to go to sleep and I wish I could go to sleep and I cannot go to sleep because I'm still amped at 3 a.m., like that's the annoying part of it. And then I start crashing and I get a headache and my heart starts having those palpitations where it's like it skips a beat. So that's why I really don't drink coffee or really anything with caffeine, because I am so sensitive to it. But I've been indulging with things like that. So just making sure that I'm including some things that I want, like eating the chocolate. Like, I'm like, you know, one piece of chocolate, like, no big deal. Just eat the chocolate, drink the coffee, like, just do things that you actually want to do. Start enjoying life. So that's the fourth thing. The fifth simple self-care habit that I've been doing is I have been trying to be more positive and I've been trying to have more fun. So instead of, if something happens, instead of thinking of it in a bad way, I try to see the silver lining in things and, like, you know, everything happens for a reason type of thinking. And that doesn't mean it's like a toxic positivity where I'm just always trying to be happy, but it's like I'm just choosing to not be upset about it, or I'm choosing to not get angry in this moment. So I'm just choosing to be more positive, because having all of those negative emotions, it just starts wearing me down. It's exhausting to be negative and to be upset all the time and to be angry and carrying all those heavy emotions. It's just exhausting for me. So I've been choosing to have more fun. So instead of doing the dishes or worrying about cleaning and all of that stuff that I have to do, which actually I don't have to do. I could hire someone to do it if we wanted to. But thinking, worrying about all of that stuff, I've just been choosing not to. So I've been choosing to play with the toys with my kids, or I've been choosing to go outside instead of staying inside and watching Netflix. Like, I've just been choosing to have more fun. And so that's really helped a lot. So we've been like going to hang out. We've been going to the zoo. We've been going to playgrounds, like out of our state. We've been traveling more, going to more places. And so it's just been really fun not sitting here in one environment. So just sitting in the house all day thinking about, oh, I need to vacuum. Oh, I need to dust, or thinking about all these things that I could be doing. Instead, I'm just living more and having more fun. So that is the sixth thing. No, that was number five. Number five is that I'm choosing to be more positive and I'm choosing to have more fun. Number six is that I have started limiting my social media usage again. I had took off my app limits. So if you don't know, I love app limits. I only spend an hour a day on social media. And episode number five, I talk more about that, about how social media is basically destroying our lives. So you can listen to that on episode five. But I took off my app limit because I was trying to be more active on TikTok to grow my business. And it was honestly exhausting. Like, not only do you just, like, I would get on there and I would try to record the video, because I have two kids here. So I'm trying to record and the kids are like yelling in the background. So I have to re-record it. And then I'm like doing the caption and the hashtags and all this stuff. And I was trying to do that multiple times a day. And it was exhausting. So I had taken my app limit off of my phone, because it would take me so long to do my videos that my app limit would keep interrupting me. So I just turned it off. And somehow I started spending like 7 to 8 hours a day on social media. So between like Facebook and TikTok, those are the two main ones. I was spending 8 hours a day, which is insane. Like, that's a job. So I don't like spending that much time on social media, and it started affecting my mood. Like, I could tell I was more irritable. I was more snappy with my kids, and, you know, and I'm trying to record and they're interrupting me and I'm like, what do you need? I'm trying to do something. And I didn't like being like that towards my kids. Like, she's like, I just want a drink. Can you like refill my cup? And I'm like snapping at her because she's thirsty. And I didn't like feeling like that type of mom. So I started putting my app limit back on. I got off of TikTok. So if I do a video now, it's like I just record the video really quick, upload it, and I'm off. Like, I'm not scrolling anymore. I tried to do Instagram. I don't even like Instagram as like using it for personal use, but I've tried to use it for my business several times and I still don't like it. So I'm like, just get off of it. Like, stop trying to force yourself to do these things that you don't want to do. So I turned my app limit back on, and I've gone from like 7 to 8 hours a day on social media down to like 2 hours a day on my phone in general. So between 7 to 8 hours being on my phone, mostly social media time, I've gone down to only 2 hours a day on my phone, and that includes work and like personal things, like just scrolling through Facebook, talking to family and stuff like that. So 2 hours a day for the whole day. So that is why I love my app limits, because they just help me be more present in my life instead of worrying about everyone else's life. and comparing myself and going through all of that whole emotional spiral. So limiting my social media time is huge. Every time I turn my app limits off, I start spending way too much time on social media, and I need app limits. Like, I need to have those in my life to control how much time I spend on social media. So that's the sixth thing, the sixth habit that I've been doing again. And then seventh is I have been simplifying my business model. So in the previous example, I said that I was trying to do TikTok and I was trying to do Instagram, and it was completely exhausting for me. So now what I've just been focused on recording these podcast episodes, I try to stay ahead. So use like the ABC framework for my business. So the A is for attraction. So how are people finding me? The B is for building relationship, bonding with people. So how am I connecting with my audience? And then the C is for convert. So how am I making sales in my business? So how am I making money in my business? So that's the framework that I use, the ABC framework. And for my A, the attraction part, I was trying to do TikTok, Instagram. I have my podcast. So that's like all the things I was trying to do to attract people into my world. I've done YouTube videos, and it was just way too much. Like, I just could not handle trying to do all of that stuff and be a present wife and mom. So I've cut all the social media out. I'm not doing YouTube. I'm just doing my podcast. So that is how people are finding me, and I'm just content with that. So for my attraction phase, I am only podcasting. I try to stay like 3 weeks ahead on my podcast episodes. So if you're hearing this now, like, I've recorded it a while ago. So I'm not like waiting to the last minute trying to record something, and I'm like stressing about trying to get an episode out for you guys, and it sounds crappy because you can tell that I've like didn't feel like recording. I was just trying to get something out to stay consistent. So now I make sure that I record weeks in advance. So especially because we like to travel and just kind of, we'll wake up in the morning and just go somewhere because we both work from home. So we'll just wake up in the morning and decide to take a trip. And I didn't want to be like at the last minute, I'm like, oh, I can't do that because I have to record a podcast episode. So that's why I try to make sure that I stay ahead of the game. So that's my attraction phase, is the podcast. The bonding phase is where I'm building my relationships. I use that through my email list and my Facebook group. So my podcast gets people on my email list, and the Facebook group also gets people on my email list. And then the podcast also helps me get people to my Facebook group. So everything is going through the podcast. So first is the podcast. That's how people find me. Then I get them on my email list and into my Facebook group. And that's where I'm able to talk to them. So people reply to my emails. They comment on my Facebook post, and I'm able to chit chat with people, build those connections, and see how I'm able to help you better. So that is where I bond with people. And then the conversion part, so the C is the conversion, this is the sales, and I sell to people is how I make my money, is through like the podcast. So like, I think it was last week's episode, I talked about the cleaning habits that I use, and I mentioned my ADHD cleaning bundle. So people will listen to the podcast, they'll like what I have to say, and then they'll go grab the cleaning bundle, or they'll go grab the planning bundle, or whatever I'm offering. So that is how I also make sales, or if I mention it in an email, people will click over from the email and grab whatever they want to grab. So that's just how I am using like my podcast, my email list, and the Facebook group to make sales in my business. So those are like the three things I'm focused on. Instead of trying to do TikTok and Instagram and YouTube and all these other things, like, I've just simplified it so that my business feels easier. Those are the seven simple self-care habits that I've been doing that are helping me be a happier mom, and they've been helping me find my identity again, just squeezing out time for myself within this busy schedule that we have. So if you've been feeling like you have no idea who you are outside of being a wife, outside of being a mom, then definitely start trying to find simple ways to just get back to you. And you know, it was hard at first because I was like, what did I even enjoy doing? Like, I don't even know what I did before I had kids. So just create new habits, like figure out a new version of you. Like, who do you want to be now? And that's one of the big reasons I started my business in the first place, is because I wanted something that was mine. I wanted some way to express my creativity. And that's why I created this business. And spoiler alert, I actually am coming out with an offer for the moms out here who want to like have a side hustle and start bringing in more income. Because my oldest daughter was 3 years old. My youngest was about 7 months. And I started an Etsy shop selling digital planners. And within 6 months, I made over $11,000 selling digital planners. And so I'm coming out with an offer for the moms who want to have a simple side hustle that they can do while the kids are napping, while the kids are asleep, and that doesn't take up a lot of their time. So I'm going to be making a small course for you guys to help you also start selling digital planners on Etsy so you can bring in more passive income without taking up a lot of time from your family. So stay tuned for that. I will be giving you the details whenever it's ready to go, and you guys will be getting a discount for the first people that are in the door. So stay tuned for that. Start making more time for yourself. Start figuring out the new version of you, who you want to be after becoming a wife and mom. And I will see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Smart Productive Mom podcast. If you found this information helpful, please leave a written review so more moms can find this show. And if you want to connect with the super moms in this community, come hang out with us in the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. I can't wait to connect with you. See you there.